Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to discuss the topic of communication styles. We'll start with a question from one of our listeners who is a direct communicator dealing with a coworker who has difficulty getting to the point. During the second part of our podcast, we'll discuss how to deal with this kind of rambling communicator when it's a client or a boss.
Yeah, this is such an interesting topic because people really do have different ways of communicating, and it can be so challenging to work with or for someone who's significantly different in the way they communicate from you. Yeah. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
I have a coworker who is really smart and very skilled in our industry, but her communication style drives me crazy. She cannot get directly to the point that she is trying to make. Instead, she goes from one topic to another and eventually circles back to the idea she originally wanted to convey. I'm someone who gets right to the point, so I find this rambling style of communication extremely irritating. I don't want to be disrespectful, but these days I start checking out when she begins talking. What can I do or say to improve this situation?
Well, first, I want to say I think it's impressive that she goes back to the point, you know, so that because there are people that will ramble, go from one thing to the next thing, and then nobody
knows. Never get back.
Right. You never get back.
So what was I talking about?
So I think that's kind of interesting. For me, I think she goes into the category of a storyteller, right?
I was exactly thinking
that. Did I take your point? Yeah. So that's just somebody that, you know, they need to tell their stories.
Exactly.
And
from beginning to end.
We used to work with somebody like that. And if I would cut her off, she would come right back to where she was in the story. She needed to complete her story. Okay. So I learned that there are certain people that really, that is the way. They check to see if you're listening. And they need to tell all their stories before they can have the real conversation.
Right.
And it is a style.
I think it's also there. One thing that I've learned about not just storytellers, but people who do that sort of weaving conversational style is their minds, they're not thinking linearly, you know, from A to B to C to D. They have to kind of circle around the topic. That's how they actually clarify what it is they want to say.
Okay.
But that said, this is extremely taxing if you are a direct communicator.
And especially if you're short on time. It could take a while.
Stay there and keep talking. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
And it's so if you check out, it probably is fine. Because they're not going to really notice as long as you stand there. And if they get back to the point, that's a good thing. You know, there isn't that much you can do. Try to only approach this person when you have the time. Because, you know, if you're in a rush, don't go to them.
Right.
Because then you'll upset them.
Right.
Right?
Well, it's interesting.
It sounds unfair.
It is unfair. And I think the thing that's interesting, though, too, is that this kind of person could be at a meeting and everyone has to listen to the whole roundabout, right? Yep. So it can be group stressful as well.
Yes.
I think one of the things, I mean, I know that in Working With You Is Killing Me, we talk, or actually Working For You Isn't Working For Me, we talk about the storyteller specifically and how sometimes they need to tell their story, but sometimes you can say, look, I'm short on time. I want to hear more about this.
That's right.
But do you think you could get to the kernel of what you're trying to tell me here?
Yeah. Well, you can say, you know what? I really want to hear this. Yeah. I would love to hear, you know, what happened and how that Chinese meal was. Mm-hmm. But so let me just get this point and then I'll come back.
Right.
Right.
You could
right.
do that and they usually mm-hmm. will respond to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've sometimes interrupted them just in the sense of saying, okay, so let me get this straight. Like I'll summarize what yeah. they've said so far and then say, is there some place you want to take this? Are you trying to tell me, you know, mm-hmm. is there a specific mm-hmm. thing you're trying to get to here? And then sometimes that will help clarify.
They don't get hurt?
No.
Okay.
And actually, the person that we had in our office wouldn't normally get hurt either, really. That's mm-hmm. the funny thing about storytellers. They're not aware of the ride that they're taking you on, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think they are. No, I don't. I think that's just the way they like to do it.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, if it's somebody that just goes on and on because they really don't have the answer.
Yeah, that's
you know,
different.
That's a whole different story. And you may be dealing, those out there
yeah.
who didn't ask this question, you may be dealing with somebody like that. Then I think you can be a little bit more curt with that
yes,
person.
Sure. Yeah.
And say, I really would love to hear all your stories, but I don't have the time. So can we just get to the story and then
yes.
Then we'll get to the point.
I've done that too. I've mm-hmm. done, I've said something like I have, like I'll give an amount of time I have. I have 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. So can we sort it out in that amount of time?
Mm.
You know, and then if I ask them, can you sort it out in that amount of time? At least they're taking responsibility for trying to keep it short.
Maybe even approach them that way and say, I am in a bind here and I need yeah. an answer really quickly. Please help me out here and just give me this direct answer.
Yeah.
If you know, you can't pull that card every day.
But gotta get creative.
I'm in a bind again. You're in a bind again. You're in a lot of binds.
Right. Right. And then you'll hear a story about that.
Yeah. I was in a bind once. Back in.
Oh, that's so funny because I spent time with someone like that where every idea that I would share would then be followed by, that reminds me of a time when.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Oh my Lord and
that's
Taylor.
A rough one. Oh. That's rough.
That is a skilled storyteller.
Yes, a very skilled Seasoned. Storyteller. And I realized after a while, like, okay, this person needs an audience.
Yeah. Mm.
And to your point, Kathy, I just would, because I'm a very intent listener,
mm-hmm.
I just lightened my listening.
That's the point. It's that's okay if you don't listen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we're saying
there's
to
no
this
test
listener, it's
after.
Okay. Right, there's no quit. It's okay to check out. It's okay to check out.
Yeah.
Just check back in when they're ready to give you the answer or whatever it is that you need.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, look, you're going to find, I find the person who doesn't really communicate irritating, the person who only gives curt answers and there's yeah. never any nuance behind it.
Yeah.
And so I find, you know, so everybody has something that irritates them.
But that's what I love. I really appreciate your saying that because I too have a hard time with maybe the one word responder.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time with the, you know, people who yell when they talk. There's mm-hmm. a lot of different communication things. But I think the thing that's interesting is to not take it personally,
that's
whatever
right.
the style.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Because I think that what you can feel like with the storyteller is, don't they see that I'm busy? Don't they see I've got work to do? Why
right.
would you think I want to sit and listen to this all this time?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so now if we can, let's discuss what we can do if this rambling communicator is your boss or a client, like an important client that you can't piss off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't imagine you do much interrupting in that situation.
I think you just got to go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would learn to take their temperature, like when they're in a really chatty mood and maybe avoid them. And then other times when they're busy and maybe can be a little shorter, like you learn to read them.
Yeah,
I think that's a really good. Yeah, you can tell when someone's like settling in for a long story, right? Look for those indicators. Oh, I'm in a bind. Sorry, I've got to go. One thing that I'm remembering, Kathy, is again, working for you isn't working for me. We had like, I think it was like a grandiose boss that loves to tell you stories of the days of old. And one of the things we said there is, if this is how this person talks, this is your job.
That's right.
Part of your job is
To listen to their grandiose
listening
stories.
To their stories.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know, and when it's a client, I would take careful notes and to remember to say, well, how is your brother-in-law? And how
yeah.
is, you know, how's his...
How was that Ferris wheel ride in the end?
Are you, how's your dog feeling?
They feel heard.
They feel heard.
You remember the details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is part of the job with that client.
Yes.
Yeah.
I also want to say that the people who over-talk are often anxious in one way or another. And so I think that you don't know the value of actually really listening, if you can stand it, mm-hmm. in that if it's an anxious talker, that kind of helps them calm down. Mm-hmm. So, and you can say things, I love the idea about taking the notes, or even just say, wait, hold on a minute, you'd said this, this, and this. You can interrupt just to make sure you understand the story clearly. Mm-hmm. And that sometimes can ease the tension a little bit too.
Well, it also shows that you care.
Yeah.
That you care about them. It's not just work. And I think that's an ingredient.
Yeah,
sure.
For them is that they need that. So, you know, to the person that deals with this, being a good listener is a skill that everybody needs to learn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because in those stories, there may be some important information.
Right.
Maybe not, but there might be.
Yeah, and I think the worst thing to do is to roll your eyes or start texting.
Or walk away.
Walk away or look beyond the person. That's not good.
Right.
Tempting, right. But not good.
Right.
Right.
All right, so that's it for this podcast.
And if you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2, ASKK2, the number 2. Also, follow us on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
And if you want to receive our podcast email, you can text us at 228-28 and type in MyCrazyOffice. That's all one word, MyCrazyOffice at 228-28.
Finally, do not forget to send your questions and your stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
We love your questions.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.